That's just like an excuse for you to turn it down. You're listening to 102.4 Radio Hartlepool, broadcasting from the Smith and Graham Solicitors Community Studio here in Hartlepool, and you're listening to The Wrinklies with Ken, Pete, and
Laura.
She knows her own name.
She's getting good, isn't she?
She's getting good. What?
You just said she knows her own name.
Yeah, but she's getting good. Do you know your granny?
Yes, what? She's 18.
She's 87.
That was Rick Nelson.
What was?
Fool's Rush In.
And talking of Fool's Rush In, what sort of week have you had? By the way, I'm saying it now, getting out there because you're going to charge me, you and Laura, to my gorgeous, beautiful and wonderful wife.
You forgot anniversary.
Which was last Tuesday. Which was last Tuesday. Happy anniversary for last Tuesday, my darling, and I love her very much. 47 years, and we've never had a cross word. 47 years. Do you know what she actually bought me for my anniversary? Because she said I spend all my time on it. This has got truth. Oh. A miniature model of my desk. I have an old-fashioned roll-top desk. She bought me a miniature model with a little captain seat, which stands on top of the desk. She said, because I live on that desk, writing all your scripts and all your stuff, and you do nothing but just read it. This is scripted, this show.
Push the button.
I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you.
And
that was Mr. Muddy Waters.
What's a mojo?
Mojo, right, I'll tell you what a mojo is.
No, Percy Sledge.
That's not a mojo. When a man loved the woman.
And the Cordettes.
Never on a Sunday. In my case, it's never any day.
That's silence after that.
Yeah, because it's like a double innuendo. A double wet.
Push the button. Go on.
No, I'm saying nothing.
All right. Kathy Kirby, Fools. What is it? Secret Love. I like Doris Day. Why do you always keep putting Kathy Kirby in? Oh, he's playing with his toys.
Have you ever had a secret love? Laura, have you ever had a secret love?
And Paul Monroe.
She's looking at me through that glass and she's pulling like faces. Ask if she'd ever had a secret. Have you ever had a secret love?
No, you know what it is? What? It was last week when we said Laura didn't have a boyfriend. She's now got one.
Oh, has she? Oh.
I think so.
Oh, well. Is it a secret one?
Might be. I don't know. And coming up is
Danny. Paul Monroe.
I've just said Paul Monroe ain't had a kick in the head.
Where's Paul live? Tenerife.
Does he?
Yep. And Si Benson.
Right.
And Si Benson's just found some fantastic. This is true. Si, if you're listening, congratulations. He found his daughter after 38 years, Kenny. And his long lost daughter, after 38 years, they reunited. Yes, we know. Last Monday.
Really?
No punchline, that is true. After 38 years.
Fantastic.
It's brilliant news. Brilliant, brilliant news.
Coming up, Danny Inner Juniors. Push the button.
That was the Beatles.
Was it? I know it was before the Beatles. What was it? There's a Place.
No, Danny and the Juniors had the hop. Because he got bored with it. We've not played it for a bit. For all the lads in the causeway, especially Ronnie, because he loves it. we never mentioned your friend Kai in Germany.
Yes.
He overtook the show for 2 weeks. Isn't it quiet in here without him? Kai, I thought, speak to him.
If you're listening, Kai.
We don't half miss you.
Push the button. Roy Orbison.
That was for a request.
For who?
Well, who do you think that's for? Oh, the big Roy Orbison fan. And he always said, please, please.
Roy Orbison's mum.
Beside Roy Orbison's mum.
His daughter.
And he sings with us sometimes.
Does his name begin with Bobby?
Yeah, and his last name